Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in! You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army wives, by Army wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Crystal Neha.
And I'm your co-host, Lisa Walters. Today is Monday, November 14th, 2016, and this is show number 587. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Yes, we are. And tonight on AWTR, our featured guest is Jen McDonald, author of You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. When we marry a military member, our lives are suddenly no longer our own. We're not only marrying the one we love, but also a whole new way of life, one that's filled with separation, moves, deployments, and other challenges. How do we cope with this ever-changing life? Well, tonight, Jen will share with us how to navigate this life and encourage us in our journey. You can find and connect with Jen online by going to Facebook at Jen McDonald Writer. That's J-E-N. McDonaldWriter. You can also find her on Twitter and Instagram at JenMcDonald88 and on the web at JenMcDonald.net. Also, Jen is giving away several copies of her book tonight, so we thought it would be fun to share and announce the winners throughout the show. So be sure to stay tuned to see if your name was drawn.
And if you're listening to our show live, join our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guest, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and be sure to use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our Army Wife Talk Radio show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. But you do have to enroll, so be sure to enroll today. And you can learn more at MetLife.com/TRICARE or call 855-MET-TDP and the number 1. Before we move on with the show, hey, Lisa, let's take a few minutes to catch up and tell us what's been going on in your world lately.
Well, I am actually away from home this week. My daughter and I flew to Texas from Washington.
Yay!
And so, so as you know, we are here at Fort Hood this week. Doing
and I get to see
all
you,
kinds of.
What day was that? Thursday evening.
Thursday, yes. Yeah, that
so
was a lot of fun.
What are you doing in Texas? I was so thrilled to see you, but it was unexpected. I knew you were in town, but I wasn't expecting to see you up at the chapel, and so that was a fun surprise for me.
And it was really nice to meet your kids and your husband. That was a kind of a fun surprise for me too.
So what are you
doing? We are spending the week working on wedding plans. My oldest daughter is getting married here in March, and so there were just several things that she felt would be much better to work out and to plan if we were actually here. And so timing-wise, it was a good time this week to come on out and do what we could while we're actually here, which is, Yeah, that's good. And we've gotten quite a few things done already and have quite a few appointments for the next couple of days before we leave. So.
Now, what day are you flying out?
We leave Thursday morning, so we've just got two more days.
Wow. This is going to be a busy few days. So excited. Yeah. Now, when is the wedding?
It's the March 11th.
Okay. Wow. That's going to be coming up pretty quickly here. So
it is. Yeah.
Now, you were telling me that someone special is going to perform the ceremony.
Yes, my husband is going to, because he's a chaplain. So he will walk her down the aisle and then make his way up to the front to actually do the ceremony.
That is so sweet. I love that. How neat. Is she excited?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, your daughter, I finally got to meet her Thursday night, and she is so sweet. So whoever was lucky enough to win her heart is blessed.
Well, I will tell her that, and I will tell him that.
Yes, make sure he understands that. Now, is he military or is he civilian?
No, he is not military. His family was involved in an organization that helped military families and single soldiers. And so he is very familiar with the military culture, but is not military himself.
That's neat, though. So that's how they met him? Was because
yes.
He was of his involvement? Oh, neat. So will they be making roots here in Texas, or do they know where home is going to be?
Well, that's kind of up in the air right now. They're thinking right after they get married, they'll probably stay in Washington for at least a little while. And then kind of decide from there where they'll go after that.
Oh, cool. Wow. How exciting. Congratulations, Mom.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, is he living in? I'm asking you all sorts of questions tonight.
No, that's okay.
I love to hear about wedding plans and romance. It's exciting. So he's living in Washington, but did they meet in Texas?
Yes. They met when we were here at Fort Hood. And then he went away to college for a little while, and we moved to Washington. And then when things got serious, more serious between them, he made the choice to move out to Washington to be near us. And her, well, not us, but her. They're both out there right now. But, yes, their story started here in Texas.
Oh, that's so neat. Well, I look forward to seeing pictures from the wedding and hearing more about it in the months to come. But it looks like it's time for us to move on to our hot topic this week. We got a full evening planned. So, hot in military family news. In an open letter sent to President-elect Donald Trump, the National Military Family Association expressed the sentiments of many military families. Joyce Wessel Razor, Executive Director for NMFA, pins in her letter, "Dear President-elect Donald Trump, it's been more than a year since the first election ad started running. But for many military families, this election has felt longer than any bad set of orders ever could. Now that Americans have spoken and elected you as the new Commander-in-Chief, military families have a few things they'd like to tell you, our new leader. Military families are tired of the uncertainty and worried about more unfulfilled promises from leaders who have their loved ones' lives in their hands. Nearly 300,000 service members are currently deployed, many still fighting a war that's lasted more than 15 years, and that time benefits for military members dwindled. Sequestration became an unavoidable reality, and military families began to wonder if the country really understood the issues their communities faced. To read this letter in its entirety, visit militaryfamilies.org and look for the news article, An Open Letter from Military.
And hot on AWN this week, why is it so significant that we as military spouses not only support but celebrate our unique sisterhood? This is a question that AWN experienced blogger Janae asked herself and then goes on to answer in her latest blog post, The Sisterhood of the Yellow Ribbon. Janae shares, I was once told military life will change you. If it hasn't, just wait, it will. Our significant others will be gone for uncertain amounts of time, often during holidays and significant milestones. Our families may be with us, but more often than not, our families will also be apart from us. It is vital that we establish a group we can rely on that understands and empathizes with our situation. You can read Janae's entire blog post on our website at armywifenetwork.com/the Sisterhood of the Yellow Ribbon.
And it's social media roundup time. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Can you believe it already? And this past week, we asked our readers to share their favorite things about Thanksgiving and a favorite holiday recipe. One reader shared her yummy butternut squash recipe, which I just got to try. And another expressed her love for watching her kids helping with the Thanksgiving Day cooking and preparation, a longtime family tradition. Be sure to read all the responses by going to our Facebook page at Army Wife Network. Hey, Lisa, speaking of Thanksgiving, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving tradition or recipe in your family?
We do, but it's kind of a funny one. We do the traditional, Thanksgiving meal, usually, mid-afternoon or something, and usually the traditional recipes and foods that you would expect. But then we started this tradition when our kids were younger, and we've kept it up every year. And do you know the movie? Oh, now I'm going to Home Alone. It's kind of a Christmas movie, but we always watch it after our Thanksgiving dinner is all over and everybody's cleaned up and it's later in the evening. That has just become our annual Thanksgiving tradition, and it kind of kicks off our Christmas season then.
Oh, how cool. That's fun.
Yeah. It is fun. It's funny how little traditions like that develop.
Yeah, it's not, so often, or at least when I was growing up, I thought, my ancestors must have thought up these little things we would do, like, usually around Christmas, and wonder how the traditions got started. And then in my own family, I noticed, it's just funny little things you start, you do it once, and you think, oh, we'll do it the next year, and then the next year. So ours is usually either watching Elf, or one of my favorite, I love the season and the reminder to be grateful. And so we'll usually go around the table and share some things that we're grateful for. I've tried to do something fancy, like write something, have everybody write something that they're grateful for on a leaf cutout or, some fancy thing, and then we'd read it during dinner and stuff, and I'd either forget or it didn't work out quite the way. So we do it in a very informal way, but it's just something that we like to do. And it's a good reminder that there's so many things to be grateful for. So.
Right, right. Well, last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them at least 10 days in advance. Send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. And today's PSA is all about the TRICARE Prime program. Did you know that you have options for your TRICARE medical coverage? TRICARE Prime is a managed care option available in Prime service areas worldwide. If you're on active duty, you must enroll in TRICARE Prime. Your family members can choose to enroll, or they can use TRICARE Standard and Extra. TRICARE Prime offers fewer out-of-pocket costs than TRICARE Standard and Extra, but less freedom of choice for providers. The following groups of people are eligible for the TRICARE Prime benefit: active duty service members and their families, retired service members and their families, activated Guard reserve members and their families, non-activated Guard reserve members and their families who qualify for care under the Transitional Assistance Management Program, survivors, Medal of Honor recipients and their families, qualified former spouses, retired Guard reserve members age 60 and receiving retired pay, and their families may also be eligible. When retired service members and their families become eligible for TRICARE for life, they are no longer able to enroll in TRICARE Prime. Once you have successfully enrolled in TRICARE Prime, you will be assigned a primary care manager, or PCM, who provides most of your care. Your PCM will see you first for your health care needs. The PCM provides and or coordinates your care, maintains your health records, refers you to specialists if necessary. To be covered, specialty care must be arranged and approved by your PCM. Care is usually provided in a military treatment facility, but civilian clinics may be used in some cases. A helpful tip: TRICARE Prime members should always seek the advice of their PCM or local MTF before seeking medical attention from any specialists or other medical facilities. Learn more about TRICARE Prime, its benefits, and how to enroll by visiting military.com, TRICARE Prime, and TRICARE Prime Overview. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next, after these quick commercial breaks, is our new 6th Gen, bringing you the need-to-know stories from the field. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP. Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationInTouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
We're back with our new 6th Gen, bringing us her latest report from the field. Hi there, Jen. What have you got for us tonight?
Good evening, Crystal and Lisa. Tonight's report concerns the announcement from the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, that U.S. Army Europe is preparing for an increased presence across Europe. The purpose of this increased presence is to deter aggression and defend our European allies and partners. The first rotational units to deploy in support of these efforts were announced at the same time.
What units were announced for deployment to Europe?
The 3rd Armored Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division from Fort Carson, Colorado, will arrive in Europe in January. They are the first Armored Brigade Combat Team that will rotate in and out of Europe on a continuous basis for the foreseeable future. The soldiers will arrive in Bremerhaven, Germany in January, and then will move by train or military convoy to Poland, where they will then be distributed across 7 countries from Estonia to Bulgaria in February.
Do you know what the deployment time frame will be for each brigade combat team?
Each team will spend approximately 9 months in Europe. They'll routinely move across the region to participate in training events and exercises.
Wow, okay. Well, Jen, will there be any other units deploying to Europe?
Yes. In addition to the armored brigade, the Army will provide a rotational combat aviation brigade to support Operation Atlantic Resolve. By the end of March, the 10th Combat Aviation Brigade from Fort Drum, New York, will arrive in Europe for a nine-month rotation. They'll be headquartered in Germany and will forward deploy aircraft in Latvia, Romania, and Poland.
Have any other brigades been slated for future deployments to Europe?
Not at this time. Armored and aviation brigade rotations are scheduled into the foreseeable future, but no other specific units have been identified.
Now, is this part of the NATO expansion in the region or a separate entity?
This expansion of Army rotational forces is separate from NATO's Enhanced Forward Presence battle group. Both will contribute to the alliance's deterrence and defense capabilities, but the rotational armored and aviation forces will remain under the U.S. command.
So is the Army sending any other types of units or support to Europe?
Yes. Starting in September of 2016, the Army began assembling additional Army pre-positioned stocks for storage in Europe. These consist of equipment and ammunition required to support armored division-sized forces, and they will be placed at strategic sites throughout Europe, giving the deployed units easy access to supplies in remote locations. They'll help reduce deployment timelines, improve deterrence capabilities, and provide additional combat power to U.S. European command. The equipment can also be used in training and exercises. There will be enough of these APS drops to sustain military operations for at least 3 years in the region.
Oh, wow. Well, Jen, thanks so much for this informative report. Stay tuned after this quick break for our interview with tonight's guest, Jen McDonald, author of You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. We'll be right back.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehaus.
And I'm your co-host, Lisa Walters. Tonight, we have with us Jen McDonald. Jen is an experienced editor and writer who has been published in numerous national publications and several books. She's the author of You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, a book for military spouses born from nearly three decades of experience. She is also the content editor for Military by Owner Advertising.
Jen has been married for 28 years to Chief Master Sergeant Steve McDonald, the Command Chief for the Air Force Air Combat Command. She and her husband have lived all over the world and are the parents of four grown children, including one who is also serving in the military. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. So tell us a bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Well, first of all, I'm listening to the intro, and I realize that makes me sound really old. we've been around a little while, I guess. We're at Langley Air Force Base in Virginia. My husband's been in for 31 years, and we've been married 28, and he will be retiring next year. So that's coming like a freight train. But anyway, we have, like you said, we have four grown kids. Our oldest two are married, which is super fun. Being a mother-in-law, Lisa, you will love it. our oldest is in the Air Force as well. He's up in Alaska, married. They just had our first grandbaby. And then our second son is married, and he's in Hawaii. So, honestly, they couldn't be still in the United States and any further from us. So I'm not taking that personally. But here we are on the East Coast, and they're, you know, that far away. I always say our biggest claim to fame is that all four of our kids were teens at one time, all at the same time, and we survived. So that could be a whole book in itself, I guess. Anyway, and I love being a grandma. I've written for the military spouse community for quite a few years. And I was a managing editor for Home Educating Family magazine, and now I'm working for Military by Honor and just love it. And I think that's me right there. That's a lot.
Well, I have seen pictures of that grandbaby, and she is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I'm a little obnoxious on social media. I am that grandmother. I do not apologize. It's so much fun. So.
Yeah. Oh, that is so funny you say that because this summer my daughter just had a baby, and I always thought I wouldn't be that grandma, but I am.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're just perfect.
I'm famous, but yes. It's so fun being a grandma. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Jen, let's talk about the book for a few minutes here.
Sure.
What makes You Are Not Alone different from other books for military spouses?
Well, I guess I decided I wanted to write the book I wish I'd had as a young spouse because I had no background in the military at all when we got married. In fact, and I'm not kidding, the first time my husband got orders, we had just rented a house, I had a new job, and he came home and said, you know, I've got orders across the country, and I literally said, well, maybe just tell the Air Force that right now is not the best time. Could maybe they check back with us in a year? Would that work? And he just looked at me like, no, that will not work. And that's kind of was my, I figured it was just sort of optional. I didn't even know what I didn't know. So I think, you know, you can Google what all the military acronyms mean. You can Google protocol and all those things. But I think what I wished I would have had was someone to tell me what I was feeling was normal and what I was going through was normal, and then also give me some practical help. When I would look for books for military spouses, even through the years, a lot of them can be negative. Not all of them, but there's some that are more negative, focused on the negative aspects, and I'm a positive person. Or they were written from a more senior, you know, quote, senior position, and they talked about things like napkin folding or hosting a tea, and it just did not speak to where I was as a young spouse. What I was dealing with was moving, you know, separations and deployments and raising kids alone a lot, I think what I wanted to do was just write what I wish I'd had.
Right. And you talk about that you had no prior military experience and that you had searched for answers to all these questions that really addressed who you were as a young military spouse. Is this what made you decide to write the book? Maybe you could expand upon that a little bit.
Oh, sure. And I think, yes. I had been writing for years, you know, different articles, and I think, you know, over the years, I kind of had the seeds of a book forming within me. And then when my son became active duty and got married, I started looking at things from my daughter-in-law's perspective. So I had all this writing. So it's kind of funny. This company called Enjoy Publishing, they had a book publishing contest. So I had this thought and this outline of what I thought I might want to do someday, because, you know, I was busy working, so I kind of, you know, how it goes, you always put that kind of thing to the side. So I looked at this contest. It was like, basically, if your book proposal was accepted, you won a free publishing package. And so I thought, why not? And I just sent in samples and, you know, sample chapters and my book outline, and to my complete surprise, I won. So that was several years ago. So, cool. Yeah, it was really cool. So I think I've had like four careers as an adult. You know, you just kind of keep evolving. And then, so the initial book was a lot of memoir type of thing. We ended up completely rewriting it, which is, you know, this is, if having a book is, it's akin to having a baby. You know, it seems like a great idea at the beginning, gets really long and tedious, and the, you know, and then at the end you're going, why did I think this was a good idea? So I didn't do that once, I did it twice, and we decided to put it in the format of 30 daily readings, where it was like kind of like a story and then a practical takeaway, which I call basic training for spouses, and then some scripture, because faith is a big part of my life. But the hope was that anybody could read it and use whatever fit them. So I don't know if that really answered your question. So hopefully it did.
I think that's perfect.
So specifically those who might read the book, like those who are facing their own unwanted transitions, such as military moves, deployments, or the other changes that just go along with military life, what do you feel that they will be able to take from this book?
Well, while I really did direct this to military spouses, I had a friend, I had a lot of people do reviews of the book beforehand, military spouses across all branches, and then also some civilian friends. And one of them mentioned to me what I call, you know, unwanted transitions. That really translates to anybody, and we're all going to face them. So I think at some point everyone realizes they're not in control. Some of us just realize it sooner than others. And I guess as military spouses, we kind of get hit with a lot of that very young. So I think we have a lot to share with others about adapting and staying positive regardless where you are in life.
I've been a military spouse for a long time, 28 years. So you have a lot of, and I think that's awesome because you have a lot of experience behind what you've written. What would you say to a military spouse who is struggling with loneliness or feeling overwhelmed? And do you still, even after 28 years, feel that way?
Well, yes, absolutely. I feel that way still. And I guess what I would say is, you know, it's not, I don't want to sound cliche, but you aren't alone. A lot of times we look around us and we think everybody has it together. You know, you'll be the spouse that walks into the back of a meeting and you don't know anybody and you're afraid to talk. I mean, you know, on the verge of tears and you just want to leave. I mean, I think we've all felt that. And so I think as an older, you know, quote, seasoned spouse, you do develop more coping mechanisms. You do learn to deal with that, but that feeling never goes away. It just doesn't. Every time we move, you're thrown into that same position again. My husband's last deployment was a year, and, you know, it was not funny, but ironic. You know, as he came home from that, we're emailing each other or talking on the phone. We're like, we've got this. We know we've been there. You know, we have our eyes wide open to what all the issues will be. So, you know, we know what we're doing. And, you know, we've been married over 25 years at that point. And it just shocked me that we still had redeployment, reintegration issues when he came home. Because I thought, we know what we're doing. I hope that actually encourages someone that might actually be discouraging, but it's just that we all still go through these same things over and over. Nobody has it together. Just know that when you look around a room of spouses.
I think that is probably one of the most encouraging things that anyone had ever told me, because I am an older military spouse when I married in. But I haven't been in the military spouse community for a long time. And it was shocking to me. I mean, you wouldn't think that it'd be common knowledge, you know, hearing it now that you realize that people are still intimidated and shy when they enter a room, like for a coffee or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I was the only one feeling out of place, you know. And I had this one senior spouse that actually told me not all that long ago. And I look at her and I think, wow, you know, she's got it all together. If I could just be like her, you know.
Yeah.
I think I was still more comfortable in a big room. And she said she still feels that way.
Yes, and I think I'm that person that's here to trip over a threshold or spill a drink, and that's, you know, I just play it off like I just did that to make everybody else feel better. Somebody had to do it.
I love that you're sharing this, and it makes me feel like, okay, I can do this.
So
yes, thank you for sharing this.
If I can do it, anybody can do it. That's the lesson.
Well, Jen, looking back over the seasons of life, what do you consider the most important skill or character trait to develop in order to thrive long-term as a military spouse?
I think there are several. Positivity, being positive, being realistic and being positive. Flexibility, you know, I know we always all talk about that. Just be flexible because you're really not in charge of anything. I think for me, also admitting when you need help, that's hard to do sometimes because we're, you know, we're strong, independent women, spouses, we can do it. Sometimes you need to ask for help or accept help. The biggest thing for me personally is a sense of humor. If you don't have that, I just think days can get dark indeed if you don't have a sense of humor about things. You know, when your spouse is leaving for a deployment, your kid just threw up on your shoes, and, you know, you come home to find your washer leaking across the floor. I mean, you got to laugh. You just have to.
Right.
So I think three things I always say that I need when we move, this isn't really a character trait, it's more just coping things, is a dentist, hairdresser, and a church. So, and I used to just say that jokingly, that if I just find a good dentist, a good hairdresser, and a church, then I'm good. And I think it equates to personal, emotional, spiritual, because, you know, dental, your health, hairdresser, I mean, you know, good hair, that is an emotional thing. And then, of course, you know, your faith community or your spiritual community, I think I always look for those things every time we move. So that was a lot of answers to the one character trait you asked about. So it kind of evolves over the years, but sense of humor would definitely be the top of my list.
I love that. Well, Jen, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about some ways that military spouses can stay mentally healthy. And before we head to commercial, let's take a moment to announce the first of several winners of Jen's book. Winners were randomly selected from the interactions on our social media post earlier. Excuse me, I'm tripping over my words. Earlier today.
Our first winner of the evening is Nancy Carrasquillo, and the second lucky person is Rosie Side, and I'm sorry if I did not pronounce that right, but congratulations to you both. We will be contacting you after the show to get your mailing address so we can ship that out to you.
Congratulations, Nancy and Rosie. There'll be more chances to win a bit later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
You're hired. Those words are music to any recent graduate's ears, and they're familiar words for CareerStep alumni. 84% of CareerStep graduates land jobs right out of school. Start working in an in-demand field like pharmacy technician or medical coding and billing in as little as 3 months, taking online classes whenever and wherever is best for you. CareerStep nurtures relationships with its network of more than 900 employers, and many of them prefer CareerStep alumni. Let CareerStep help you take the next step toward a rewarding new career. Visit careerstep.com/military to learn more today.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to the show. Before we get back to our interview with Jen, Lisa, I think we should announce a few more lucky winners of Jen's book.
Yes, I think we should. Our next winner is Emily Gilley and Mariah Crow. Your names were also on to receive a copy of You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse.
And our final winner for tonight is Pamela Old. Congratulations to all our winners this evening. We'll be contacting you soon for your mailing addresses so we can get those out to you.
If your name wasn't drawn, don't despair. Jen's book will be available for free on Kindle November 14th through the 16th. So be sure to mark your calendars to get your digital copy before this free on Kindle offer expires.
In case you're joining us or just joining us this evening, we're chatting with the author of this awesome book, Jen McDonald, who's also a military spouse herself. Before we went to break, we were discussing some of the important skills that military spouses can develop in order to thrive as a military spouse. And I really loved how she kind of summed it up. And I wrote them down so I could keep them because I love them. I could so identify the dentist, the hairdresser, and the church being the three things that you first need to, you know, we tend to need to find when we get to a new duty station. And that's so true. And I love how you related that to personal, emotional, and spiritual. For me, you're right. A hairdresser, that's emotion for me. And then, of course, you know, church or some sort of a faith connection. And then I also wrote down that your five tips, positive, realistic, flexible, admit when you need help. And then you went on to say, and then accept the help. And I think that especially we as women have a hard time accepting help when it's given. You know,
yes.
we may even kind of admit that we need help, but to actually accept it is very difficult for many of us. And then one that you definitely embrace, and I absolutely love that about you, your sense of humor. And you're so right. When it's just all going wrong, either laugh or cry. Why not laugh and just enjoy the journey? So with all that said, because I absolutely love that.
Oh,
what is the one thing that you wish that you had, that you'd done more to contribute to your emotional health and well-being?
Well, I think when I was younger, I had a really hard time feeling like I could take time for just me. So if I could go back in time, I would tell myself it's okay, because I would tend to just go until I'd hit a point of exhaustion or overwhelmedness, if that's a word, before I would you know, do something. It seems like I had several times separated from my husband where I would get bronchitis every time because I would just run myself ragged because I think I felt this false guilt of asking for help with my kids. And I don't have that problem anymore because obviously they're older, but I have learned to build in time for things that I still love. I think it's important. So I think maybe younger spouses are a little bit better about that than I am, but if there's one that's not, just remember, take care of you, whatever that looks like.
Right, and it kind of goes back to when you get on an airplane, they tell you that if, you know, there's an emergency and the air mask or the oxygen mask drops, to first put it on yourself before you try to put it on a child. And that's true. If we don't take care of ourselves, then we're completely spent emotionally or physically or spiritually. It's hard for us to pour out to our children.
Oh, yes.
So I think that's important to give ourselves permission.
Right. And don't feel guilty.
Well, Jen, is there anything that you would recommend to young spouses to help them better understand the struggles and challenges that their spouse faces?
Well, I think this goes both ways, and my husband and I have talked about this a lot. you know, walk a mile in each other's shoes. The biggest thing to me is remember you're on the same team. You know, when they come back and they've been out in the field or they've been deployed, you know, you can feel like, you know, it's their turn. But it's, and then they have their own experiences that they've brought. Well, it's not a contest of who had it worse. You're married. So for me, I remember there was one deployment especially. I was getting a little annoyed, and I suddenly it just hit me. I thought, what would it be like to have not been hugged by any of my children or my husband for months or a year? I couldn't even fathom what that would be like. And it just gave me a new perspective. And then on his part, I think it was good for him to look at what I was going through as juggling everything. You know, that was hard too. But it just extending a lot of grace, letting things go, forgiving, you know, you've both been through a lot, and just the biggest thing, remember you're on the same team. You're not warring against each other.
Right. And looking back, what is one thing that you'd focus on in parenting your children for your military family lifestyle?
Well, our kids have all been grown. You know, they're all grown now. And one of the most exciting things for us was when our son decided to go into the military. We were very surprised. He was in college, and he had even stated to us he was sick of moving. He was sick of it all. He didn't want to, he wanted to settle down one place, famous last words, and then, you know, 3 years later, he's going into the military. So we thought, well, we must have done something okay. But we had always been big proponents of staying positive and, you know, kind of forging ahead with each new change. We did let our kids, you know, of course, grieve and express sorrow every time there was a new move or a separation. But I think sometimes I wish I would have realized that that process can take a long time, and sometimes issues can crop up later when everything had seemed fine. And I think, too, I would have insisted, you know, if they were not doing well, to not let it drag on. And kind of let the kids call the shots of how, that's not the right wording, kind of guide how that process goes, but also intervening if it needed to happen. So, you know, if they were talking to us, but they were obviously needing to talk to somebody else, sort of insisting that they, you know, go to the military and family life counselor or chaplain. We were really lucky and blessed that our kids had great mentors and teachers and pastors in their lives. So that was positive and affirming. I think probably I would be more open to telling my kids it's okay to not be okay versus trying to fix it. So, you know, it all turned out okay in the end, but I think watching your kids and seeing how they're doing and taking action if it needs it, because this is not a normal life they're leading. You know, it is normal to them, but they have so much thrown at them over such a compressed time period of being young. And just being mindful of that, I guess.
Well, those are great, great tips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Writing down.
Yeah, I wish.
We've been around a while. We've been around a while.
Well, yeah, and that kind of leads into my next question, I guess. In the time that you've been in, what would you say has been your greatest challenge as a military spouse? And then what has been the greatest blessing?
Well, we remember life pre 9/11 and post 9/11, like many of you guys do. Our military has been at war for such a long time. I know that was mentioned earlier in the show, and it's not normal. But most military families, you know, the great majority of them are younger. They don't know anything different. So that's been a huge challenge for our family. You know, we've lived years and years of war, and this has become our normal. I would say, too, some of the challenges as a younger spouse, you know, moving and licensing issues. I was a registered nurse and trying to move and, you know, the expense of licensing. I think the joining forces and things like that have done a lot to fix that. There's still work to be done, of course. Mm. But, you know, the issues that we had when we were younger are still there, but now probably my greatest challenge now, and this, I don't want to depress anybody, but when you leave your kids behind, you know, if you stay in for a long time, you're going to leave kids behind at college or they're going to, you know, move off. And so you find yourself like we are on other opposite sides of the world, basically. And that was so much harder than I had ever realized it would be, honestly. So we're looking forward to retirement and hopefully being closer to all of them, but that's been a big thing. Greatest blessing has absolutely been the people. You know, we have friends all over the world. We have connections all over the world. We could take a trip around the world and literally never pay for a hotel, I think. Ha-ha, friends, guess what? You know, so the friendships and the people and the travel.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, you've gone along, you've been in long enough that your children have grown up. And I just want to ask you, from my own experience with adult children and then now grandchildren, mm-hmm. and then I do still have young ones at home, what tips could you give for maintaining connections with your grown children?
With your grown children? Mm-hmm. Well, I love that we have, you know, FaceTime and texting. So I have, they're pretty good about FaceTiming us. We all went to Hawaii in June for my second son's wedding. They're going to come out for my husband's retirement this spring. And I think it's really odd because I think we have a closeness. Most military families have a tight knit because you move somewhere and that's all you have is each other. So I feel like most of our families are pretty close. So that's wrenching. I'll just be honest, when they are suddenly, you don't know what's going on in their lives every day. So it's having to let go a little bit, you know, and just kind of letting them set the tone for how much do they want to talk to you, which boys are worse than girls, of course, but, you know, when they get really, but I love being a mother-in-law, great daughters-in-law that keep in touch, and I think it's just reminding to send cards and, you know, that kind of thing, so.
Right.
Or I'm not above texting and saying, I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, call your mother.
Well, that kind of leads me into another question is, can you give us a few tips to military spouses on developing relationships that will provide emotional stability in a temporary location?
Sure. Well, this day of social media and, you know, we have instant access, texting and everything, it's great to stay in touch with our old friends. I'm so blessed by that. I have this little group of moms called, we call ourselves the Madres because our daughters were in a Bible study group called Cadres. So we started realizing, you know, why don't we get coffee while they're having their group and we'll be the Madres. So they are all far away from me, and but we keep in touch and chat, and that's great. But when you come to a base or post, you know, a new assignment, you need somebody in real life. If you're going to the hospital and labor while your spouse is deployed, or you want to have coffee, you need somebody in real life. So don't be afraid to take a risk. Be that person that takes cookies to the new neighbor. I love it that so many spouses groups are on Facebook. You can lots of times have connections before you even arrive. Just trust me, there are other people that are just as lonely as you are and looking for friends, but someone has to be that person to take the first step and reach out. And if it doesn't go great, try again. I mean, you just have to keep trying. But I think you have to have someone in real life when you move, or it's just going to be really hard.
Well, that brings me to another question, if you don't mind, from a listener. She's asking for deployment tips, like while your spouse is gone. Do you have tips for those spouses?
About keeping in touch with your spouse or just for yourself?
She's asking deployment tips while your spouse is gone. So maybe for yourself, what can she do while her spouse is deployed? Maintain connections, be involved, lonely.
Yes. I'm an extroverted person, but there's been, during this last deployment, a very dear friend of ours died suddenly, and so I just went through a really dark period. My husband was in Afghanistan, and then our friend had died, and I was living overseas, which is another story in itself. We had decided to stay at our overseas base while he went to Afghanistan for a year because my kids already had a community. It would have been really easy for me to just hole up and really curl up in blankets. I wished I could go to sleep and, like, wake up and the deployment was over. That's the kind of the point I had gotten to. I had to make myself go to things. I had to make myself say yes. I had a friend that was really good about calling me or texting me, you know, my favorite was, we're firing up the margarita machine, come down. And, you know, no would have been my first response. But, or, you know, we're having dinner, we're going to play cards, come down. She didn't give me any notice to, like, think of an excuse. Or they'd come knock on my door. So I hope you have friends like that. I hope you do. If you don't, pencil it in or put it on your calendar once a week that you're going to go do something by yourself. You know, figure out childcare. Go to Target. I mean, just do something to get yourself out of the house or not, you know, if you're working something that's not work-related where it's just for you. I think it's so important to do that, to take care of yourself. I hope that helps.
Yeah, I think it does, yeah. And I do actually have another question from
a
listener. So she's wondering is maybe one of the tips or pieces of advice that you've given people through the years, or maybe that you put in your book that your husband has liked the most?
About military life?
Right.
That's an interesting question. That's a great question. I know he loves, you know, we're Air Force, so I say airmen. He loves connecting with younger airmen and hearing their perspectives. In fact, he has his own Facebook page that's his official page, and you would never see a photo of him or a video of him on there. He loves to go out and ask people questions and then post them. He's had some really cool jobs where he's traveled a lot, and I know that's been a really great thing for him that he's enjoyed a lot. And I think feeling like he's made a difference, you know, he's served a really long time, and we kind of feel like we've done our part. I don't want to make that sound smug, but, you know, we've done something really meaningful, and I know he has. And but I for both of us, I feel like it always comes back to the people. You know, that's just been the most amazing part is the people we've met and got to experience.
Well, that's great. And, you know, it's been so much fun talking to you. And I would absolutely love for our listeners to be able to get their hands on a copy of your book.
Yes.
So can you tell us where is the best place to pick up the book?
Well, you can go to my site, jenmcdonald.net, or just go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and you can order it online. And like you all mentioned, we've made it free on Kindle until Wednesday. That's just something I wanted to do since I knew it was going to be on here and kind of give that to your listeners. And please share that. And, you know, it's free till Wednesday, and then it expires. And or you can order the print copy there as well, or off my site, there's a link there to order it as well. Oh, and let me mention, too, if there's anybody that wants to order bulk, just contact me. We can do, you know, discounts for that as well. Sorry.
Oh, awesome. This would actually be a great book to hand out to friends at PWSC or at a coffee group or something like that. So I'm glad you mentioned that, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being with us this evening. I have learned
Thanks
so much
me.
From you personally, so I just really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and share about your book.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just been an awesome pleasure.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Join us next week, November 21st, 2016. On the show, our featured guest will be Marta Riviera Diaz, joining us to talk about her business, Taste and See Cooks, and discuss her milk spouse career. It's going to be another great show. You don't want to miss it.
In the meantime, join us on armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and to share the journey with many of our experienced contributors or follow along on any of our social media outlets, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.